is everyone tonight? Good? That's good. Glad to hear it. How about we open up with a word of prayer? Okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we could gather here this evening. And Lord, as we come tonight, we ask that your Holy Spirit would lead, guide, and direct us tonight, O God. That you would speak to our hearts. Father, we are open to you tonight. And we ask you to fill us afresh. Fill us anew, O Lord. O God, that we would behold you and behold your beauty. Father, we are your children. And we thank you so much that we are in the kingdom of God. That we are a part of the family of God. We thank you for that tonight, O Lord. And Father, as we progress tonight, we ask that your Holy Spirit would empower us, that you would anoint us, O God. Anoint us to worship you, O God. Anoint us to lift you up and to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, we ask that you would anoint us to be able to hear your word, to speak your word tonight, O God. That revelation and understanding would come to our hearts and to our minds, O God. That we would be able to see you in a different light, O God. That we would be able to see you high and lifted up. And Father, we thank you for that tonight. We ask, O God, that your Spirit would just lead us. That you would empower us, O God. And we give you all of the praise for tonight. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, before we get into worship, I'd like to know if anybody has a testimony that they would like to share. Gary? Okay. Hold on a minute. Let me get this here so that everybody can hear you.
Oh, good.
There you go.
I walked into physical therapy on Monday, and I had my walker. And my physical therapist said, "Where's your cane?" I said, "In the van." He said, "I think Bobby might have got it, isn't it?" Okay. So they took me outside with my cane, and I walked all over the place, walked back in, and I've been using my cane ever since. And believe me, I've been walking. I've been busy.
Amen.
Praise God for that. And now I can be on the worship team.
Praise God.
All right, thank you.
Amen. That's good. Amen. Well, it's good to see you back. It's good to see you progressing like that.
Amen.
Amen. God is good, isn't he?
Yes, all the time.
All the time?
Amen.
God is good all the time.
Yes.
And all the time, God is good. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else like to share anything? Hold on, Terry. There you go.
Some of you may know, maybe some of you don't know, that I was a poppy again, had a grandson last Wednesday, a week ago, and my youngest son and his wife had their first child, firstborn baby boy, and he's doing extremely well, nursing good, sleeping well, you know, got a real pleasant disposition, and things are just going, like, so great with the baby and the mother, you know, and they're just crazy, ecstatic, overwhelmed with joy. They're just it's unbelievable. But what a blessing. I mean, you know, I'm on the way down to visit my grandson, like, in the car. Just, you know, just lifted up, like, just excited, like, my spirit just picked up. And just so much fun, like, going down to see the baby. But beyond that, I guess most of you do know I have had some health issues, like really bothered me for quite a long time, but I did get a new ICD. So I have a pacemaker defibrillator now. And before, my heart wasn't in rhythm right. And now they got it working with more in sync, both sides together and whatnot. So I have been doing better, you know. But beyond that, even like spiritually, I don't know, I guess when you're really struggling, it's hard sometimes, you know, to just, you know, I don't know. I think you know what, you know, I was in a funk for a while, you know. That's one of my brother Frankie's words. I stole that from him in a funk. But I've just been, my spirit lately, you know, just really just come alive, you know. It's just such a awesome thing to be a child of the Most High God and just assured of your status with your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you know what I mean? Just it's just a wonderful thing. And I just think that the future has, you know, nothing but good things are on the way. Oh, you know what? I was praying to God like for a, like, I had some financial issues, and I really needed a, what I call, like a windfall. You know what I mean? I was struggling a little bit, you know, got behind with the Shipley Oil Company and different things. And actually, I had some money just fell out the sky right into my checking account, which was a real a blessing, you know. And I just said, you know what, God, you really are there. You know what I mean? I almost forgot that you were there, but you are there, and you really do care, and you still have the ability, you know, to do things, unexpected things, even in the financial realm. God can do it. You know what I mean? I've seen it happen before in the past, and he proves himself faithful once again, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. All here.
Thanks.
Is this still on?
Well, it's like this. I was, I haven't saw my father in a month. I went back this afternoon for like 3 hours, and he was really excited to see me. He still sent me downstairs for food, but he was excited to see me. And my mother, I saw her on Easter. That's why I didn't make it here. And I feel real good about even talking to him on the phone. I went and gave him a Penn State bag and a Wheaties box with Muhammad Ali on it. He said, take the food. I just want the box. I said, well, that's going to devalue the box. So he just gave me the food back. And I saw him today.
Good.
And he's not going for surgery, but he knows what's going on because his friend just came out of surgery for the aneurysm. He was awake. So my dad is thinking about being knocked out because he didn't want the pain.
Mm-hmm.
But he might go in for an aneurysm surgery here soon. And so I'd like to pray for that.
So, good.
All right.
Amen.
I've been struggling with whether to share this for months. But since January, I really felt like God was telling me that, you know, I've struggled with depression for as long as I can remember. And I really felt like he was telling me that it's time for it to be done. That he can't use me.
It's over.
Yeah, he can't use me this way, and that this year, this is going to be it. And he's done. I mean, I've had to do some things, expand my boundaries, do things I wasn't comfortable mm-hmm. doing, but he has already changed me so much.
Oh, geez.
And I have so much more joy than I ever remember having.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Go ahead and pray for her. Sure. Jeez. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I have
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes. Oh, yes, he can. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to share a quick testimony? Yes, ma'am.
I want to encourage those here that haven't been able to walk. I through my sicknesses and diseases in the last year or year and a half, there were two or three different times that I got that I couldn't walk. And I kept praying and asked for God and to let me be able to walk supernaturally. And I said, I made up my mind. I was not going to end up in a nursing home. I was not going to end up in a wheelchair. And I was not going to end up using a walker either. And I got enacted when I did use the walker for a little while I did, I had trouble with my arms, which I still have now. But I know that God is going to completely heal me of that. But I made my mind up I wasn't going to use that walker anymore. And I said, Lord, if I start to lose my balance, I said, you have the angels, they're all around and about me, and had to catch me. Because I said, I am not going to walk and that without walker. Mm-hmm. And I have been able and that to walk normally ever since. And the last surgery that I had, going on 2 months ago now, I got again that I was walking, but I would lose my breath. Mm-hmm. I couldn't walk very fast because of the heart problem. But praise God, Annette, I'm walking. I noticed in this past week I'm walking faster, Annette, than I was before. And I am going to keep going forth, Annette, for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I am not going to let any of these infirmities in my body stop me. I haven't been, and after the last 3 years, God healed me of different diseases. He healed me right in my living room and right in my bedroom at home and had a different diseases in my body. And when he was healing me, he would speak to me in a loud, powerful voice, and he would tell me what he was healing me of, and he would heal me. And the other things that I have wrong in my body is the problem yet with the heart and the arteries. But God has assured me in the last 3 or 4 days, he said, the rest of your complete healing is coming. He said, I am going to heal you by natural things and supernaturally. But he said, it's coming. And he said, you're going to keep getting better and better and better every day. And that is exactly what I've been doing.
Amen.
So I encourage you all, do not give up, whether you can't walk, whether it's any sickness and disease in your body, don't let that hinder you. And that look to the future. And that look to the future and see yourself completely healed. And I have done that. I've seen myself completely healed. I've seen myself walking in the newness of life and the new things that God has for me in my future and my destiny, and I am going to go forth like a bold lion.
Amen.
And I am encouraging you and that to do that also. Don't give up no matter what comes your way.
Yeah.
No matter what storms, no matter what trials or anything else comes. And that because Jesus is still worthy to be praised. And that Amen. Is what I have kept telling him all along. And I told him, I'm not going to fear because I know you got your hand on me. And that, and you're going to keep interceding for me, which he has done all along. Because I would not be here if it wouldn't be for the Lord. Because he let me know that all those times that I started to die, and that it's been around 40 times in the last year and a half. And he has had his hand, and that on me, his mighty, powerful hand, the same way, and that he has had on Israel. And he has his mighty, powerful hand on all of us the same way. And Amen. We have got to keep going forth for him and be strong in a mighty army of God.
Amen.
And don't let any sickness or disease or anything stop you.
That's right. Amen. Praise God. All righty. All right, how about we get ready to worship the Lord? Amen. How about we stand up? Okay. Now, last week, we introduced a new song to you, and we're going to play that song again this week. And it's a song that's a declaration of the things that, as a Christian, that you believe. And these are things that you can stand upon, that you can boldly proclaim, that this is what you believe. And that's the name of the song, I Believe. It's a very simple song, but it's something that I believe is very important to a Christian's walk. So, Roy, go ahead, and we'll worship the Lord here with a couple of songs, and then we'll go into the message for tonight. Roy?
Joy of the Lord. my car.
It's true.
taking away the shame. I believe, I say to this mountain, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe if I pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. We'll be right back.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are you a believer? Glory to God. Are you a believer? Hallelujah. That's what you are tonight. You are a believer. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. You can say it, Tammy. I'm a believer. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm a believer. You know, so oftentimes we are so bombarded with all these different things in life that want to make you just doubt and walk around in unbelief. I'm telling you, devil is constantly beating on you to not believe God, to not trust God, but I want you to know you need to stand up and declare that you're a believer. Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning, anytime you go into, wherever you may see your face or your reflection, I want you to just say under your breath or even out loud, I'm a believer, hallelujah. I'm a believer, glory to God. I believe Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. When you're down in the dumps, I'm telling you the best way to pick yourself up is to shout, I'm a believer, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, the Lord is saying that you're a believer tonight. Glory to God. You need to know that you're a believer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a believer. Man, it's like a shot in the arm, isn't it? Just to state and to declare what it is that you are a believer. It's a fact of life. It's a fact of your Christian life that you're a believer and not a doubter. Glory to God. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but that sure helped me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, I need to shout hallelujah. Oh, you need to shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what your day has been like. I have no idea. But I can tell you what my day has been like. My day has been busy. My day has been down in the dumps. I'm telling you, just things that happened at work. I want you to know that I come here tonight because I want to praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to shout from the rooftops, oh, that he's risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I want you to know, yeah, I worked all day long. I want you to know I'm tired. And I come in here tonight, I was tired. I'm not looking forward to it, but I want you to know God is great, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his grace. You know, we've been talking about grace. Well, it's grace that empowers you to stand up and shout glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, it is. It's the grace of God that empowers you. It's the grace of God that enables you. It's the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, we need to know about grace. We need to hear about grace. It's the grace of God in your life. It's the grace of God that is enabling you. It's the grace, it's the power of God in your life. That's what the grace, and you know, a few months back I had that revelation one night here about the throne room of grace. That from that throne room, All power comes flowing from it. Everything that you ever will need in life, everything that comes your way, any circumstance, anything that comes down the pike, I want you to know the need is met from that throne room of grace. Hallelujah. It's the grace of God. It sits on the throne, glory to God. And it rules and it reigns. Hallelujah. And we need to realize that, we need to understand that we are in that dispensation of grace. We're in the, it's where grace rules, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Oh, thank God that it's grace that rules and that it's not an iron fist that rules. Thank God it's the grace of God that rules and not some man's ideas and thoughts of how to govern, but it's the grace of God that rules. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Woo, man. I never expected to say that. Never expected to do that. But I want you to know God is real. Hallelujah. We are believers, my brother and sister. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, our scripture for this year here at this church, it's been proclaimed over us, is found in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We are instructed to grow in grace and to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you agree with that? Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about grace tonight. Just a little bit more. Do you think you can handle a little bit more of grace? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, I want to know as much as I can about the grace of God so I can access that grace of God and have that grace of God resting upon my life. I want the grace of God to be activated in my life so that the things that I say and do are things that are motivated by grace itself. Hallelujah. That's what we need. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm telling, woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Orando mashitara maharobo kotoro mokai. Yilama mandorinde masha handoramai. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, I'm telling you, grace is flowing right now. It is flowing on. All you need to do is reach out and receive from the Lord. Woo! Glory. Umandorande bahoratabai. Yibala moshete no mandorande bokata. Woo! Glory to God for His grace. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for His grace. It's the grace of God that will enable you. It's the grace of God that will take care of you. It's the grace of God that will keep you from falling. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the grace of God. Oh, my goodness, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, we need to know about grace, my brother and sister. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. I want to read a scripture to you from there. Ephesians chapter 2. And this is something that caught my eye, something that I was just alerted to and it just seemed to like pop out to me, and something that I want to get to understand and know much better than what I do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7 says this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. Now think about what he just said there, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches. You know, one thing I like about God, when he describes things that he does, he just doesn't do it blandly. He goes right to the ultimate. He goes right to the big, I'm telling you, he's up, he ratchets it up a notch. You know, I'm telling you, you got to get on board with him and how he thinks and the way he does things. He said, it's exceeding rich, not just riches of his grace. I'm talking about exceeding riches. Hallelujah. When he does things, he goes overboard. Didn't he say, I come to give you life? But he didn't just stop there. He said, I come to give you life more abundant. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's, you know, he always has a little adjective that he adds to it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, what did he say in Ephesians? He said, I want to do exceeding, oh, and he goes even bigger. He says, exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or even think. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, we haven't even begun to even tap in a little bit of what the power of God is available to us tonight. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Woo, my goodness, hallelujah. Man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, after tonight, I'm going to be one tired guy. Woo, but I'm sure enjoying it right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. You know, the Bible said that he's going to quicken. Woo! He's going to make alive your mortal body. Well, I'll tell you what, as far as I know, I'm still in my mortal body, right? Well, he's quickening that mortal body. Hallelujah. Oh, he's making it alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bet you when you come here tonight, you didn't expect any of this. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, that's what we need. Hallelujah. You know, thank you, Jesus. Now let's continue on. How about that? How about we continue on? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. In his kindness. In his kindness. God is kind to us. God is kind to each and every one of us. And he is showing the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness that he expresses to us. Now, let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And I saw this in a different version of the Bible, and it kind of sparked me, as I said. And this is found in God's Word translation of the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Now, first of all, I'm going to read that to you in the King James Version, okay? Just so we understand what I'm talking about here. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verses 6 and 7. He says, insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Some translations have that as gift. Therefore, as you abound in everything. Now, he was talking to these people, and he's saying, hey, you abound in everything. You abound in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Now I want to read it to you from this other translation. He says, this led us, now starting with verse 6, he says, this led us to urge Titus to to finish his work of God's kindness. Not grace, but kindness. Now see, we talked about that God wants to show the exceeding riches of his grace through his kindness. Now he's using this word here. So I looked it up to see what grace meant in that translation or in that passage right there. Well, one of the meanings of grace is loving kindness. So yes, you can substitute kindness. So he says, this led us to urge Titus to finish his work of God's kindness among you in the same way as he had already started it. Indeed, the more your faith, your ability to speak, your knowledge, your dedication, and your love for us increases, the more we want you to participate in this work of God's kindness. See, there's a work of kindness that's working inside of you. That grace, that gift that has been placed. And I'm certain that it's not just one gift, that there are many gifts that God has given to each and every. Yes, they're different, but they still emanate from God himself. And he is the epitome of kindness. And he's saying that that gift that is inside of you is a picture of his kindness that he wants to show towards other people. Didn't he show you kindness by the things that he did for you? All of you should say amen to that. Amen. He showed you his kindness through Christ, what he did for you. It was a kindness that he bestowed upon you. And he's saying that there are gifts, that there are kindnesses inside each and every one of you that he wants to flow out from and through. God wants that kindness to show forth. He wants that kindness to be displayed so that people don't see you, they see Christ. I remember years ago, and this was a while back, I worked with this one gentleman, and I'm sure I've shared this with you already, but I worked with this one gentleman, and he said to me one day, he just come up and he kind of looked at me, kind of funny. I looked at, you know, and I knew he was a heathen, you know, but here this man is, he looks at me, he says, God, tell you something. I said, sure, go ahead. You know, I had no idea what to expect from the guy. But he looks at me, he says, you know, he said, I get around you, he said. And he said, I feel something around you. I said, yeah. I said, well, what is it? Is it good or bad? He said, oh, he said, it's good. He said, it's good. He said, yeah, he said, I get around you. He said, I feel something good. He said, I don't know what it is, he said, about you. And I'm thinking, well, I know what it is. It's the Lord. And I told him that. I said, it's the Lord. Well, when I told him it's the Lord, he said, oh. And off he went. But the point remains is that he felt something. He knew. And I'm telling you that there are things in your life that you get around people and people will be able to see that. People will be able to tell that. They'll be able to feel that. They'll be able to know, yeah, there's something different about that person. There's something that it's just not like everybody. There's something different about them. That's the Lord that's inside of you. And I want you to know that that kindness that is within Christ himself, that kindness has been bestowed upon you. It has been given to you. It has been doled out so that you now can project that kindness also. See, you're a recipient of kindness. You're a recipient of that grace. I was so glad to hear that grace can also be rendered kindness. You know, sometimes it's hard to wrap your head around what grace is and hard to define what grace is. Well, I want you to know grace, simply put, is Jesus Christ. Very simply put. Now, I know that's oversimplification, But I want you to understand that if you begin to fellowship with him and begin to get to know him, that that grace that is upon him, didn't the Bible tell us that he's full of what?
Grace
and truth. He's full of it. You know, I've been around people that have been full of stuff. But it certainly hasn't been grace or truth, you know. And I've said it a number of times, boy, you're full of it, pal. You are full of it. Well, there are some people, you know, there are some people around you that are just full of themselves. Oh, amen. Yeah. And then there's people that are just full of it. They're just full. But then there should be people that are full of grace and truth because of spending time with the Master. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, my brother and sister, we need to get a hold of this kind of truth. We need to get a hold of the fact that grace, that in that grace that has been bestowed upon us, that throne of grace, hallelujah, that from that throne of grace emanates his kindness to us. And that kindness, that he wants that kindness to just flow out from his people and touch other people. I'm telling you, there's a kindness that is flowing from the Lordship of Jesus Christ. There's a kindness that is coming from the throne room of grace. And we need to tap into that. And it's all wrapped up in grace. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. You know, that's where it talks about Paul's thorn in the flesh, where he besought the Lord three times. He says, I besought the Lord three times to get rid of this thing. And here, you know, the Bible tells us that, in most translations it says, my grace is sufficient for you. Right. Isn't that what it says? My grace. Well, here the translators rendered it, but he told me, my kindness is all you need. My power is strongest when you're weak. He's saying, my kindness is all that you need. Oh, Lord, take this thing away from me. Oh, Lord, it is just badgering me. It's doing its thing. Oh, Lord, deliver me from this thing. And he replies, he says, my kindness is all that you need. Think about what he said there. My kindness is all that you need. It's all that you need. My kindness. And what did Paul say when he got that understanding and got that revelation? He said, therefore, I will rather glory. I take pleasure in these infirmities. I take pleasure in these reproaches. Now, I'm not saying I'm there yet. But I'm saying that we are on our way. We're on our way. I understand that Frank spoke about love, God's unconditional love, on Sunday morning. And that is one of the firm foundations that as a Christian we need to have settled in our lives, that God loves me. You know, we oftentimes cloak it in, well, God loves us. God loves us. You know, we're standing in a church setting and we sing that God loves us, but we never make it personal. You know, when you got saved, you made it personal, didn't you? At that point, you made it personal. And you accepted him not to save somebody else, but you accepted him to save me. Save me, Lord. I'm the guy that needs help here. I'm the guy that needs delivered. Save me, oh God. And he did. He did. He saved me. Thank God he did. And then somehow we begin to drift away from that. Well, we need to make it personal again. God, you love me. God, you died for me. Jesus rose from the dead for me. He come out of that grave, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, there's resurrection life now for me. It's not just for us, it's for me, hallelujah. And now I want to partake of that, Lord. I want that to be unfolded in me, Lord. Yeah. God, you love me. Hallelujah. That's because he's kind to us. Now, I'm going to stop there. I have a lot more to say, but I'm going to stop right there. Because there's a song I want us to sing. Maybe even a couple of songs. I don't know. We'll just go with whatever God wants to do. But there's a song that we're going to sing called Kindness. And as we sing that song, I want you to think about how kind and realize that in that kindness is the grace of God. It's the grace of God that was kind to you, Tammy. It's the grace of God that's kind to you, Roland. It's the grace of God, Gary, that God is kind to you. It's the grace of God, Linda, that God is kind to you. It's the grace of God. And I want everybody to know that. It's the grace of God that he's kind to you. It's his kindness. Are you ready, Roy? Did you find it? Okay. Let's stand up and sing this song with an understanding of God's kindness to us.
Open up the skies of mercy and rain down the cleansing flood. Healing waters rise around us. And hear our cries, Lord, let them skies of mercy and rain down the cleansing flood. Healing waters rise around us and hear our cries, Lord, let them rise. And it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. And your love is better than near, Lord, meet us here. And it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. And your your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. And your love is better than lies. It's better. Your love.
the sky has mercy and rain down the cleansing flood, healing waters rise around us, and hear our cries, Lord, let them rise.
And you love me as ones whom you have chosen for your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, you are great. You are mighty. You are awesome. Oh, but how you love me. Oh, how you love us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, in that mighty name. Oh, that mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Oh, God is so good to us. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
you, need to know that God calls you His beloved. That you are His. You belong to Him. Hallelujah. Let it become a settled fact in your life that you're not always wrestling with it, that you're not always fighting with it, that you're not always succumbing to the wiles of the devil when he tells you that God doesn't love you, that God couldn't possibly love you, that God's love only goes so far. I want you to know God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. There is no end to it. You cannot plumb the depths of the love of Jesus Christ. You just can't do it. No matter where you go, no matter how low that you sink or how high that you go, you're not going to come to the end of God's love. And let it be a settled fact in your spirit that God loves me. Father, we want to thank you and praise you tonight that your love is a settled fact in our lives that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt. We know that we know that we know. We have it built into our knower that you are our God and that I am your child. Hallelujah. Oh, that I belong to you, oh God. Oh, that there's nothing that can separate me from that love of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you so much, oh God. Oh, that it's a settled fact inside of our spirit that no matter what comes, no matter what circumstance, no matter what shame, no matter what thing may come in our lives, it is a settled fact, oh God, that we can rise up and know that you love us, oh God. That you love me, oh God. I thank you for that tonight, oh God. Thank you so much for the revelation of it, for the understanding of it, oh God, for the knowing of it, oh Lord, that it's a settled fact that in my spirit that God loves me
and that I am His chosen. Hallelujah. We thank You for that tonight, O God. We give You praise for tonight, O God. We just thank You so much for Your kindness that You have shown to us, Lord, and Your kindness that will continue to be shown to us, O Lord. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Oh, Father, that we would chew upon the grace, the exceeding riches of Your grace, then in Your kindness that You showed to us, O Lord. We thank You for that tonight, Lord. We give You praise for tonight. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. See you Sunday. Oh, yes, yes. That's Pastor Pete. Just to report real quick, everything is going good with them over there in the Philippines. They're having good services. They met with the people with the Food for Life program, and everything is on track, going good. So just keep them in your prayers that God will continue to pour out of His Holy Spirit upon them and through them to touch the hearts and lives of all the people that they minister to. Okay? God bless.